Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lilydale Radio. I'm Colleen Vanderdyden, and I'm doing the show tonight, and the title of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. And we are live on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on Facebook here on my page, Colleen Vanderdyden. It was supposed to be on my Medium Coach Colleen Vanderdyden page, but I don't know what I did. It wasn't working, so here we are on this one instead. At least it's not a total washout sound for me. And what we're going to do tonight, since this is my first show for Lilydale Radio, we're going to tell you a little bit about Lilydale, and we're going to talk about Lilydale Radio. I'll give you a little bit of my background, my history, who I am, and all of that. Then I'll have a topic that I want to talk about, and I'll be talking about this topic for a little bit of time. And if you want to give a call and you want to call in, you can call right in and talk to me and give me your words on the discussion, what we're talking about. And I'll give you the number to call in now, so I won't forget, and it's 888-739-8818. So this is a show for Lilydale Assembly, and Lilydale Assembly is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and literally it is. People come from all over the world to study with mediums, to take workshops, to have a reading with mediums. There's 55 or more, probably, registered mediums in Lilydale. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's a community. People do live there, and they have some fun there, and there's a beach, there's stores, there's restaurants. Now, we are actually in the off-season at Lilydale now, so some of the stores are open on the weekend, and there are mediums there, so you can go and get readings, do whatever you want to do there. The restaurants are not open off-season, but there are some nearby, so you can go visit them there. There are some workshops that are actually going to be held at Lilydale Business Center, and Lilydale has an official winter workshop season, and there are some really great workshops going to be happening. I know Lisa Williams is getting one, and if you want to find more information on those, you can go to lilydaleassembly.com and find the winter workshop page, and you can see what's happening there. The churches in the area also give workshops and have sessions and services year-round, so you can visit them as well and see what's happening. Now, the Lilydale Radio, this is the great thing what we're doing here for Lilydale Radio, is we're having some of the mediums do video shows so that we can connect with our guests off-season as well as during the season, but to be able to talk to them and to show them some things that are going on, just to talk to them and see what's going on. So what we have is I'm doing my show tonight, Colleen Vanderdyden, doing Embracing Your Essence, and it's every Tuesday at 8 p.m. We also have Wednesdays with Lilla. Lilla White does the show at 10 o'clock Wednesday morning, and Wednesday night we have John White, who is not related to Lilla. John White doing Journey of Life, his show, at 8 o'clock Wednesday night, and then we have Celestial Friday, Celeste Elliott, at 10 o'clock on Friday. Don't you love that name? She's so clever. It's the best thing ever. So all of these shows, you can watch them on our pages, or you can find them on archive with blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com, in case you're confused, /, and then Lilydale Radio. And they will also be shared on the Lilydale Assembly page, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated page on Facebook. So you can catch up with us there and see the old shows if you don't catch them live. Now, to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly, and I have been a registered medium for 4 or 5 years now, and it's quite a wonderful thing to be a registered medium there. So you have the time, the confidence there that they've given us, registered mediums, to connect with our loved ones on the other side. And as a medium, that's what we do. We connect with people on the other side, people who have passed over. And it's a very special thing, and it's an honor and a privilege to be able to be a medium, to connect with our loved ones and see what they have to say. Now, sometimes people will come into a reading, and what they really want to know is about their love life. Are they going to get married? Are they going to get a new cat? Things like this. And that's not really what mediumship is about. Mediumship is really about getting those messages from the people on the other side. And they will come through, and for myself, and it's different for every medium, but for me, I will feel the spirit come in so I can feel it in my body. If somebody passes up a heart attack, I'll feel a heart attack in my body. I might start to feel other things happening in my body as well. Now, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what I'm talking about. So I might say, well, I'm feeling something in my legs, I'm feeling something here, and ask the person in front of me if they know what it is. The spirits will do anything they can to get through, to talk to you, and they will show me whatever they have to show me to help you figure out who it is we're talking to. So when they show me these things and I feel the stuff going on in my body, sometimes this spirit will also, I can hear them. I may hear them saying specific words. I see them as well, although sometimes the way I see them is not necessarily the way they would look at a picture, but it's what they need to show me to get the information across. I've had a couple of interesting stories where the spirit came so strongly that they were literally speaking through me. And I had one reading that was just so weird but cool. And it was the spirit was screaming through me. Every time I said something from the spirit to the client sitting in front of me, I would start screaming. And I'm so sorry, I can't stop screaming. And they laughed. They thought it was hilarious. I had no idea what was happening. And they said that's how she talked all the time. She was always screaming. And it wasn't that she was screaming angrily or anything like that. She was just screaming. So, and that's how she spoke. And so that's how the spirit came through me, so that this person in front of me would know that's who we were talking about. So it's very interesting when we connect with the spirits. Because sometimes they'll come in and they just want to tell you they love you, they miss you, they're still here. They might want to say, hey, I'm still here. I know what's going on. They might talk about something that happened in their lives. They might talk about something that happened in your life just to verify that they know what's really going on. It's actually really cool how this works. We have so many other things we can do. I want a reading picture. I want to talk to my mom. Okay, so hang on. Call in, and maybe we can connect. The number is 888-739-8818. What I'm going to be doing, I'm going to talk a little bit more, and I've got a topic I want to talk about as well, and then I will be taking callers. And as you see, I have some callers lined up here. So I just want to say a couple more things before I get to my topic. I'm also a spiritual life coach, and as a life coach, I help people take steps to change their lives. Hi, Angela. Miss you too. I take steps to help people. I help people take steps to change their lives, to help them figure out what it is they want to do and how to do it. As a spiritual life coach, what I do is I help people connect with their spirit on the other side, help them connect with their God, their universal energy, that kind of thing, okay? So it's the spiritual life coach, and life coaching using spirituality. And that's actually what this show is going to be about. I'm going to be helping people access that spirituality. Because when we access that spirituality, we become empowered. We become self-empowered. We become who we truly are. And that's actually what I'm going to talk about tonight, our essence, who we truly are. So I'm going to talk about this, call in with questions, call in with whatever you want to talk about, I guess, and we'll see what happens. If you're just joining in, if you're listening to Lily Dale Radio, live streaming on Facebook on my page, Colleen Vander Zuiden, and you can call in at 888-739-8818. And I do want to mention some website, too, that you can connect with. You've got LilydaleAssembly.com. You can go there and you can see everything going on. You can find out who's doing a radio show, when it is. You can find out all sorts of exciting things on there, the workshops and everything. If you want to connect with me, my website is ColleenVanderZuiden.com. And if you can't spell Van Zuiden, though it's spelled just like it sounds, you can do LilydaleMediumColleen.com. And that should give you a quick link to it. So I do want to talk about essence. What is your essence? Okay. Your essence is who you are inside, who your soul, what your soul is. It's your connection to God. It's connection to your innermost being, okay? The number again is 888 739-8818. And I will be taking callers in just a few minutes. So all you people who called already, I will get to you. I'm so sorry it's taking a minute here to get to you. I want to talk about the essence of the soul, so I want to get to that. We have lots of time, so I'll be able to get to you. Everyone has a unique essence. Everyone has their own way of being, of living. Some people might feel like their essence is made out of love. Some people might feel it's made out of peace, some calmness, some energy. It can be all sorts of things, and that's your inner self in there. When we're looking for our essence to find out who we really are, it's really a process, the life process of discovering who we are, what our essence is. It's ongoing. It's not just we decide we're going to find out who we are and boom, we're done. We will find it out by having life experiences. So we're going to talk about this a little bit more, but I do want to touch in with a caller right now and see what we've got going. So I'll give you the number one more time. It's 888-739-8818. Okay, and so I'm going to go to a caller now, and I'm going to tell you your last four numbers of your telephone number so that you know I'm coming to you, and it is 6949, okay, 6949. Hello, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. This is
Yay!
Laura.
Yay! I'm so happy it's working. So tell me your name.
Laura.
Laura? Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear you very well. My phone's a little wacky. So where are you calling from, Laura?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Oh, cool. So I'm talking about essence tonight. Did you have something you wanted to say about who you are, that kind of thing? Or did you have something else you wanted me to talk about?
I guess I was wondering if you're picking up anything, any big changes are coming for me in the next few months, if you're picking up anything at all about that.
Okay. So generally, mediumship reading, I'm connecting with people on the other side and see what they have to say, you know, and just go from there. And I guess I'm going to do a reading right now because I do feel, I feel a man stepping in really close right now. And actually, he's giving me sensations in my upper chest area. And when I get upper chest area, that it can mean all sorts of things. If you're listening before, when I said I get things medically, but I don't know what I'm talking about. I just report what I get. So I do some stuff up there. It does feel like there's some breathing issues. And I'm also wondering if he was a smoker. I'm looking at his hair, actually, and I'm seeing a lot of gray and a lot of white mixed in there. He's coming through rather fatherly. Do you have a father or grandfather on the other side who had something going on in your chest?
I do have a father and a grandfather. Everyone's gone, basically. Just about.
Oh, okay. That's unfortunate. I am feeling stuff going on in there. And did one of them have something going on with the chest? And then I'm also getting some stuff down in my stomach, which usually tells me a serious illness as well.
You're breaking up a little bit. You said something about you're getting something in the stomach.
Yeah, when I get something in the stomach, it usually means there's some kind of a serious illness going on.
I don't know. My aunt passed from, I think she had leukemia, and I had another aunt who passed from breast cancer, and I had a friend pass from lung cancer. I don't know about the stomach.
Okay. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean it's in the stomach. It just means there's a serious illness. I guess this is where I feel it. But anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on that part, I guess, because I do want to get back to everything else we're talking about here, too. But, okay, touching with this man, I'm just going to tell you what this man is giving me the impression of, okay, because he's giving me the impression there's a lot of things going on in your life right now. And you give me the impression you've got a lot of different choices happening for you. Are you struggling with making choices right now?
Well, I'm just wondering, there's so many things that I want. I want to be able to buy a house, hopefully in the spring, but I need to be steadily employed. I do contract work, and my contract is up next month, so I'm concerned about being able to find and land another contract immediately so that I can still stay on track for getting a house.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. You know, when you talk about you having some things, choices you have to make, I get a feeling from him, he's telling me, that you're actually a bit of a planner and you like to plan things out and you want to make sure everything's going to be, okay, you do it. And he says, he's talking about making sure you have the awareness of what you really want and to make sure you move in that direction, okay? Not so much thinking so far ahead that you're concerned about what's going to be happening. And more think instead about how you feel about things and what choices you can make that are going to lead you in that direction, okay? He actually gives me the impression, too, that you tend to be a bit of a worrier, and he says not to worry about that either, okay? That's funny, not to worry about being a worrier. So he says not to worry with that. Now, since I'm talking tonight about your inner being, do you ever get that sensation where you know you're on the right track? You know you feel calm, peaceful, connected. You know things are going in the right way, in the flow for you. Do you ever get that kind of feeling?
I get that one. I get signs from the other side, and they drop pennies around the car where no matter where I'm at, if I pull in. Typically, if they need to reassure me about money situation, I'll pull up in a parking lot, and there will be pennies or dimes right where I get out. And it happens so frequently that I look at it as, I guess you could say, reassurance from them that things will be okay. And then I feel good and calm, but that only lasts for a short while.
That's perfectly fits in with what I wanted to talk about tonight, because that connection to the spirituality, that connection to God, universal energy, whatever you want to call it, and so frequently that doesn't stay, that feeling doesn't stay, but the more we touch in with who we really are, the easier that is to stay, that feeling. And I think that's what this man on the other side is actually getting to, making sure you're connecting to yourself, because that will never steer you wrong as soon as you connect to yourself. Yeah, so, okay, I'm going to have to let you go, Laura, so I can get some of these other people, unfortunately. But the feeling he's giving me is a feeling that you're going to be stepping in the right places. That sounds funny, too. Stepping in the right places for yourself. So don't worry about that. Okay.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And that was Laura calling from New Jersey. And if you want to call in, what I want to talk about tonight is your essence, who you are inside, that kind of thing. How do you know you're connected to who you are inside? And the number to call in is 888-739-8818. Okay. Now, what I found when I started to figure out who I was inside, I started to find out that I wasn't stressed out, you know. I started to go on a better path. It was so much better that way to be that connected. And it was fun to be able to connect in with the other side, the spiritual aspects on the other side, and things didn't bother me as much as I got going. And have you ever had a time where you had these life challenges that have overwhelmed you and it put you off balance? And how did you get back to yourself? If you want to share your story, we would love to hear it. And you can call in at 888-739-8818. And it's so much fun when we talk about what's going on in life. When I was, when I had the message, I don't know what I want to call it, the message to figure out who I was. It was a very cool experience because I was actually at a workshop, and I was taking a workshop on automatic writing where you would write automatically whatever came through. And that was my first time I ever did it, and I didn't know what I was doing. And I was holding a shell, and nothing was happening. I wasn't getting anything. And everybody else in the room was holding a stone or whatever. We were supposed to feel into the energy of whatever we were holding. And as we were doing this, people were getting all this cool stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm not getting that at all. And I was immediately putting myself down that I wasn't good enough, I didn't know what I was doing. But I ended up getting a message that actually changed my life, and it was all about God is the only one. He gives us freedom to do what we want. And part of it was also along the line of be who you are, who you are is blessed. And that's why I've kind of followed this path, just to see how things go. So, and to find out who I am, and I've been helping people figure out who they are ever since. And we're going to move on to another caller, and the last four numbers of your number, your telephone number, are 0941, okay? 0941. Hello, how are you? Are you there? 0941. I think we might have lost them. Oh, that's too bad. That's okay. I'll continue my story and see what happens. Hold on. I'm messing with the computer. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, got it. So with my story, as I was going, I had that writing, be who you are, for who you are is blessed. And then when I came home from this workshop, I realized I had to change all sorts of things up. I didn't really know who I was anymore. I didn't really know who I wanted to be, where I wanted to go. My life was okay. I had a job. It was working. It was great. I was married. That was okay. My kids, I mean, but you know how sometimes life just doesn't feel right to you? And that's sometimes it's an issue. Okay, our caller might be back. Hold on 2 seconds. 0941. Hello, are you there?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, good. I'm so glad it got through. I couldn't get you a second ago. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
Great. And so have you ever had one of these challenges, life challenges, where you didn't know who you were anymore? And did you ever get back to yourself? And how? Did you have anything like that happen?
Yes, I have. Oh, yeah, we have those. I think anyone that says they don't, they usually do. I think it comes probably in our, when you get into our early 40s and maybe 50s too, but I think it comes at any time too. I think when we actually are younger, it's more of just, you know, basically having a big party, I think. But I think if you go to that, follow the paths of the people who have not waken up, where we get an education and usually have a family and then, you know, retire after that sometime after. So when we do usually wake up, I think it's because something has triggered us to wake up. There could be actually something in our that could have happened when we had grown up that causes us to wake up. It could be actually something like maybe this is not working out for me anymore. That's from myself. It's like it wasn't working out for me anymore, and I woke up, start exploring the spiritual aspects of myself. But sometimes usually we're forced into it because I think, like I always say, is that if you do it on your own time and do it your own way and don't show up, the universe will show up for you. And I think that's why I always think, you know, I better do this on my own and show up. So.
Yes, it is amazing, isn't it, how the universe will start to point you on the right path. And did you find the spirituality aspects really helping you when you woke up, basically?
Sure. I find that that if we – I don't think you can actually have you can have the spiritual aspects of yourself. If it's missing in some point in your life, you really can't look beyond, you know, the veil of living. That's what how does that look? So it's really important that we embrace that or look into that to actually get a bigger picture of what we are. Not, we always say it, my teacher always says this, is what we are, not who we are. And our who we are doesn't define us, you know, our job or income or status and things like that. It's what we are inside the essence of a human being. So the problem is that we can't identify what you're about. If you ever go to a party and says, what do you do for a living? And that's always the big thing, is identifying that. It's almost like saying, like, it's a the North American way of the caste system, right? You know, because in India they have the caste system, and it's, I think it's like a North American way where you're kind of like judged on what you do. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? Because sometimes we cause our own grief and our own misery by how we think about all these things, and when we got other people judging us by our labels and what we do or don't do and how we do them, that can really set us off track with things.
But doesn't that say something about ourselves, though? Doesn't it say something about ourselves when you actually say that question? You know, what do you do for a living?
Exactly.
I mean, it just tells you how much spiritual depth the other person has right away. I mean, it's just, it just really does. It just identifies, like, where am I, what identifies when you're talking to another person, what they are, you know.
Yeah,
so.
and what do they do with that? And it's, you know, it can be small talk, but then when the people, and you talked about people being more connected, to recognizing that we're connected to that spirituality and we're connected to each other and all that, that whole idea of the oneness and being able to stay in that space of who we truly are with that oneness. And how do you stay in your space?
Pardon me?
How do you stay in the space of that, being connected to that spirituality and the oneness? Some of the people listening might be interested to hear your story. That,
you know, every individual path is always different. And if initially going to the spiritual aspects of yourself, is to be a curious person, like a little kid, and just explore. You know, if you want to call it, try this and try that. But also the aspect, if you find something that really resonates with you, is actually really make a commitment to do it and show up for that. For myself, it's always a meditation and a spiritual practice of yoga, which is always great. As you get older, you can't do the things that you used to, so I do yoga, and it always works out.
Yeah, it is great, isn't it? There's so many different ways to get into that connection and all of that. I like the idea about something that resonates with you, and then making that commitment and staying with it and just going for it. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
I know this is a really great time for humanity waking up. We see this all around the world where it is. People are waking up, and the powers that be are very scared of us because it means about empowerment. It means about not being a slave. It's about to being true to yourself and seeing what you are inside. And I think there's a lot of things going on in our personal lives. You know, relationships are really interesting now, where people are getting together and people are breaking apart, and it's all sorts of things are going on. And I feel that that's just our growth inside. So, you know, everything's impermanent. Doesn't last forever. And really just go with the flow right now and really experience what this energy is being shown onto this world or brought onto this world by the stars, and really work with it and bring the garbage out of ourselves so we can actually be more of a freeing person and more of a person that of peace and goodwill.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's awesome. I'm so glad that you talked about that. That's something I'm sure that listeners will definitely be interested in. So thank you so much for calling, Jay. It was so nice talking to you. You have a
Thanks so much for your topic. You too. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Jay from Canada, and he had such a great perspective on becoming yourself and who you are. It's a wonderful thing because, you know, we have these challenges in life, and it can be very difficult to deal with them sometimes. And if you want to give a call in, I'll get back to that in a second. If you want to call in, it's 888-739-8818. And sometimes with the challenges we have in our lives, we kind of get lost. We don't know who we are anymore. And I had somebody contact me the other day and said she didn't know who she was anymore. There were so many things had gone on in her life, and she didn't know what to do. And with that kind of situation, we are a community, we're human people of doing. We want to be doing all the time. We want to do this, we want to do that, we want to fix. We want to know what's going to happen, we want to know how to get really, when we get to these challenges, the best thing we can do is actually just be and just do what we need to do to make ourselves comfortable. And sometimes that is just being. It's not the doing. For me, being is a doing because it's hard for me to just sit. So I have to really think about it sometimes. So when we start to figure out who we are and we have these issues in our lives, they help us really learn about ourselves. They help us back to our essence. When Jay was talking, he was talking about how we have, sometimes something will trigger, something triggers in our lives, and we don't know what's going on. And we are still out of balance, and we have to come back to ourselves again. And when we have these triggers, that helps us strengthen that spirituality, that spiritual connection that we want to have. And it's a wonderful thing. And people, when they feel lost, they don't know who they are anymore, they get so unbalanced, they get so worried, and really it's maybe a matter of survival. Let's just survive here and see what's going on with ourselves. Now, if you want to call in, again, the number is 888-739-8818. And we are talking tonight about our essence, who we are inside, how we are connected to spirituality, and how we're having fun with what's going on in our lives, even if they are problematic and things like that. When my client was talking to me about knowing who she was anymore, I just said to her, what an opportunity. Now's the time to find out who you are. It's a wonderful thing. So we're going to move on to another caller at the number, the last four numbers are 9826. Okay, 9826. Hello,
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? How are you?
I'm sorry.
Would you say your name was? I'm sorry, I missed it. Are you still there? Oh, I think we lost her. Maybe she'll call back in a second and we'll see what's going on. I don't know what happened. Life is weird like that, isn't it? So when I'm talking about this, embracing our essence, who we are, we want to be willing to find out who we are, what our connection is to the spirituality, to the universal energy, to God. Okay, I think she called back. I guess we'll try again. 9826. Okay, 9826. Here we go. Bingo time.
Yes, I'm sorry. We had a drop call. I'm sorry. Hello?
Oh, that's okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you. Yes, it's hard here sometimes, isn't it, when we're doing something like this. So how can I help you tonight? Do you have something you want to talk about? How feeling lost, these challenges, anything like that?
Yes. I'm feeling a challenge with my daughter's significant other. Yes.
Okay.
I feel what he's told. Yes, I'm feeling a challenge. Yes, I'm feeling a challenge, you know, because he loves drama. He loves drama.
Okay.
It's like, oh. And he'll tell me I'm optimistic and he's pessimistic. And I said, oh, it's so true. I was like, he just loves drama. And what's wrong with him?
So your daughter's boyfriend loves challenge. It is a challenge because he's pessimistic and you're optimistic, which can be very draining, can't it?
My daughter, what you say? I'm
no,
sorry, what did you say?
About, I was saying about
my
daughter's boyfriend.
My daughter's significant other, yes. So what?
Oh, okay. So that he's pessimistic.
You are breaking. Yes, he's very pessimistic.
Yeah.
Well, he's very pessimistic.
Okay. And, you know, and it's kind of interesting, too, because with this, you know, going inside your essence, you want to be as calm as possible, as peaceful as possible. And is there a possibility that you can trust that person?
You're breaking up. Could I call you back?
Oh.
Is that possible?
Yeah, try calling back. I don't know what's going on.
I'm gonna call you back on my home phone and see if that makes a difference. Is that okay?
No. Well. Yeah. Why? Why that? We'll try. Okay.
Okay.
We'll
all right.
Try.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we've got some distortion happening, apparently. Now, I'm just going to keep talking about what I was going to say to her, and when she calls back, I'll just pick up where I am. Because when we're touching spiritually, somebody else's issues are not really our issues, okay? So we have to learn how to trust that the person who's in front of us is there for a reason, to teach us something about ourselves, about our essence, who we are. And it's very important for people to recognize that if there are people in your life that bother you for whatever reason, that it's not your problem, okay? You need to learn how to deal with these people, and you need to see what they're showing you, what they're teaching you, because everyone in your life is there for a reason, and it's to help you learn and grow to get back to your essence, who you are. And it's a way to love ourselves, to show ourselves love and honor and respect, and to be able to get into that phase of knowing that we are connected to something spiritually and knowing that we have that ability to trust that whatever's happening is there for the reason. With this, it helps us connect further to ourselves. And it's not an end all. We're not going to get there. Okay, you're not going to get there. It happens. It's ongoing. It will keep going for your whole life, and that's just the way it's going to be. You're going to continue to peel back layers and figure out who you are. Okay, we're going to give it another whirl here and see if this is. Hello, did you call just a second ago? I didn't get your name, so.
Oh, yeah, my name is Louise.
Okay. Hi, Louise. Is that better? Okay.
It's a little bit better.
Okay.
It's a little bit lighter, yes. I think it's a little bit better.
Okay, good. Now, what I was saying was that when we have somebody in our lives who's irritating and pessimistic against your optimism, that we have to recognize that they're there for a reason, to teach us something about ourselves, to teach us how to go back within ourselves, to reach that inner peace that we have within. And do you find yourself getting irritated every time he's around you?
Not every time. It's just that let's say he has a drinking problem.
Okay. Yep, that explains a lot, doesn't it?
He has a drinking problem. His health in physical, he's not that healthy. Physical. Right now, he's laid up with a broken ankle, and I told him, Earl, I said, you need to take a vacation. Then he goes off on me about that, and it's like, I think he's a miserable person.
Oh, okay. And, of course, you're more concerned because he's your daughter's significant other. So you want to make sure your daughter is going to be okay as well. So you're just putting
Your
love
out. Yeah, she's okay. Trust me, she's okay. She's been with him now for about four years. Yeah, she's okay. She definitely acts like she doesn't give a hoot.
Okay.
That's her attitude. She has nothing. She really doesn't have nothing to say. And because I feel like they're both vibrating on the same frequency.
Okay. And so how are you using this challenge to actually learn more about yourself? Are you using it to learn more about yourself?
About myself? Well, I feel like I'm very spiritual, and I speak positive stuff. And when I do that, he doesn't want to hear that because he wants to stay with the negative. And I say, why waste time with all the negative? It doesn't make sense. It just stresses you out. And but anyway, that is who he is. The bottom line, he talks too much. That's the bottom line. He really talks too much. Even when she met him, that was her complaint. Oh boy, he talks too much. And I try my best now to keep her in the dark with whatever's going on with me, because if she goes back and tell him, everybody knows about it.
Okay. And so with this challenge of having him around, are you really good about keeping yourself in your own space and just kind of letting his talking roll over you, roll off you, not bother you?
Well, he come up with some things that really kind of get underneath my skin, and I will lash out. But Then he have done it to me a few times, and he'll come back and apologize. I apologize. It'll never happen again. Never happened again. And I think the bottom line, I just believe that something is not. He's physical. He's not physical well, and I'm beginning to think he's not mentally well either.
He may not be if he's drinking and everything like that. And that definitely will affect all sorts of things, as you well know. So is there any particular question you want to ask that I can help you with before I wrap up here?
Oh, a question for me? A question for me. I feel romance in the air. Could you expand on that a little bit if you see anything? Whatever you see, I'm open.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. I'm not really feeling a romance in the air right now, but I'm more touching into your energy and just getting the impression that you tend to have a little bit of a worried personality. So I mentioned that with a
question. I tend to have a what, you say?
It sounds like a worry personality. Is it feeling
a worry personality? I'm a very, very sensitive person, yes.
Yes. And so things will affect you greatly. So it's going to be very important for you just to stay in your space as much as possible, to stay with
you. I do. Trust me. I do.
Okay,
I stay in my space.
I love peace.
I love peace, harmony, and I stay in my space. I live and let live.
Yeah, that is perfect. That is perfect. And I want to tell you, the feeling I'm getting is that you're actually making a difference in this person's life, your daughter's boyfriend, whatever he is, life, because he's going to be able to see you as a role model in a way and help him get through things. Now, I've just got only a couple minutes left, so I'm going to have to let you go. But it was very nice talking to you, Larice, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
No, I missed that part. You say you see me as what in his life?
A role model, somebody who's going to help him.
In all reality, I have a friend, a very good friend that does the same thing that you do. And when my daughter met this man, my friend would call me up and say, he's more in love with you than the daughter. And I said, no. And my friend would tell me that.
Yeah,
honey?
That's interesting. As I said, that's interesting. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I think we might have lost her. So, it's a very interesting thing. You know, today we've been talking about our essence and who we are. This is Lily Dale Radio, and we are talking about all sorts of things with the different Lily Dale Radio shows that they have. You should connect with Lily Dale on Facebook, Lily Dale Assembly Incorporated, or on social media. And the website is lilydaleassembly.com, and you can find me at colleenvanderzijden.com or lilydalemediumcolleen.com. And it's been very nice talking to you. We've had such fun time talking about all sorts of different things. And this week you might want to consider just staying connected to your spiritual essence, who you are inside, staying in that space and being there so that you can live your life a lot calmer than you can think. Get dramatic. It's a lot better just to stay in your space, go within, and things will be wonderful that way. And what else do I need to tell you? I do want to thank you for watching on Facebook Live here and also listening on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, and this was Embracing Your Essence. And we are going to get together every Tuesday night at 8 p.m., and there are other shows you can watch as well, and that will be fun to experiment with and enjoy. Thank you so much. quick end episode.